Jean got on the bus that said Chicago and roared off into the night. My friend Remy Boncour had written me from San Francisco, saying I should come and stay with him. He said he had a shack in Mill City, and I would have all the time in the world to write. He was living with a girl called Leanne. He said she was a marvelous cook. He expected me to arrive in 10 days. So, leaving my manuscript sitting on top of my desk and folding back my comfortable home sheets for the last time, I left with my canvas bag and took off for the Pacific Ocean. On the road map was one long red line called Route 6 that went from the tip of Cape Cod clear to Ely, Nevada, and there dipped down to Los Angeles. I started confidently. 5 rides took me to Bear Mountain Bridge, where Route 6 arced in from New England. Not only was there no traffic, but the rain came down in buckets, and I had no shelter. I had to run under some pines to take cover. This did no good. I began crying and swearing and socking myself in the head for being such a damn fool. I was 40 miles north of New York. All the way up, I'd been worried about the fact that on this, my big opening day, I was moving north instead of the so longed for west. Now I was stuck on my northernmost hang-up. Finally, a car stopped. The people let me in and rode me to Newburgh, which I accepted as a better alternative than being trapped in the Bear Mountain wilderness all night.